Firefighters are making progress battling several fires in Washington State, California, and Oregon. And residents who were forced to flee are slowly returning home. But for thousands of people in Oregon, their homes are no more. The fast-moving fires have almost leveled places in the southern part of the state, like Talent and Phoenix. Eric Newman joins us now from Jefferson Public Radio in Ashland, Oregon. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much.
And Eric, you've been out talking to people who are coming back to their neighborhoods and seeing that everything is basically gone. What are people sharing with you right now?
For the most part, people are sort of in shock. This is an event that has never really happened here in this community before. The fire was relatively small in size compared to other wildfires, but it really just tore through a fairly urban area. So like you said, there's whole communities that have been leveled, and I think people are still just trying to understand what that means for themselves and figure out how to rebuild.
Yes. We know that firefighters are working around the clock to suppress these fires, but there's also been this criticism of the county's emergency alert system. Did people get notified about evacuations?
Definitely not as many as would have liked to. That's one of the kind of new details that is emerging right now with the situation. It looks like the county here didn't send out emergency alerts to everyone when the fire was really going through the towns. And we don't really know exactly why that was, if that was a conscious decision. Officials have talked about how if everybody had left their houses at the same time, it could have just created gridlock in the streets everywhere. And an event where you had 2,300 homes burned down could have become even more dangerous. So there's really not a lot of answers about that right now. But yeah, there's sort of two different emergency alerts that do go out. One of them is a system where people opt in, where they'll sign up and they'll get text alerts on their phone. Those ones did go out, although it seems to be sort of intermittent who got the alerts and who didn't. And then there's sort of a bigger federal system that just is the one that overrides your TV and your radio and goes out to wireless alerts on your cell phones. And that alert was not sent out. So there's really a lot of questions right now about what happened with that.
You mentioned the number 2,300 homes, and that includes the towns of Talent and Phoenix, which are in the Rogue Valley region. It's almost really hard to wrap your head around this number. I mean, entire communities of primarily low-income residents have been destroyed. What are the long-term implications that this could have on the region? You've been a reporter there, and so you kind of know about some of those other underlining issues that happen in those communities, in particular, those who might not have the money or insurance to rebuild.
Yeah, that'll be sort of the long-term story of this incident. Basically, these are two communities that were some of the more affordable ones to live in this area. There was already a housing crisis here in the Rogue Valley. So I've spoken with people who were at mobile home parks where their entire community has been destroyed. I was at an evacuation center where there was residents from a senior living home that was destroyed. So these are all people that don't maybe have a ton of mobility and may not just have the resources to move up to another town somewhere else very easily. So there's a lot of, you know, questions about how this community is going to rebuild, how this could affect the homelessness issue that already is, where there already is an issue here in the area.
And then there's COVID-19.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is all happening in the midst of a pandemic. And that is an issue that already has really affected the budgets of a lot of these communities. The Rogue Valley is a tourist destination. So a lot of people come here for entertainment. That whole foundation of this area has been sort of shattered just in the last 6 months. So there's going to be a lot of trickle-down effects that nobody really knows the answer to right now. But those likely will be the things that stick with this area for quite a while.
How are evacuation shelters setting up environments to mitigate the possibility of people contracting COVID-19?
That is a challenge that I think people are just trying to figure out how to cope with right now, mostly because this more pressing tragedy has kind of put COVID out of a lot of people's minds, there's just a lot of those basic protocols that we've been told that we need to follow to prevent the spread of COVID-19, from sanitation, constantly washing your hands, to wearing masks, to social distancing, that is kind of out the window for a lot of people. So we'll see how this tragedy affects the pandemic in the coming weeks.
That's Eric Newman, a reporter with Jefferson Public Radio in Ashland, Oregon. Eric, thank you so much for this update.
Yeah, thank you.